Get your family vehicles ready for summer driving with early Memorial Day deals at Dobbs. Click on GoToDobbs.com for money saver tire and service deals today. Dobbs, with 43 locations, real deals are always close by.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Today's starters, led by their manager, Skip Schumacher.
Standing ovation yesterday for Skip Schumacher, the manager of the Miami Marlins, as he's introduced here on the Cardinals home opener. He joins us now via the 101 ESPN hotline. Skip, we appreciate the time as always. You've been through a number of these opening days here in St. Louis in a Cardinals uniform. What was that like for you yesterday to get the ovation while you're in the other side's uniform?
Yeah, it was really special. I mean, you know, you're trying to let the guys know that I've never been to a St. Louis opening day, you know, what this really means to the city, to the fan base, and then, you know, trying to describe it, but you don't understand it until you actually get on the field and see what it really means with the Clydesdales and all the former players and the Cardinal jackets and everything going on. It was just a special moment. And then obviously with the fan base, you know, getting the applause that I got was, I'll never forget. So just very grateful that I got to get another opening day in St. Louis.
Skip, being around the Cardinals for as long as you have been, you've seen former Cardinals come back that get standing ovations when they step to the batter's box or when they get announced on the other team's bench. Does that ever get old for you to see the reaction from the fan base?
Never. It's so unique. No other stadium does this. They remember the superstar player, and then they remember the 25th guy on the roster, like me, player that came through, and anything that you did, you know, for the community or for the team, they always remember it, and they're, it's just nothing like the Cardinal Nation, and until you've, you know, been a part of it or experienced it, it's really difficult to describe, and it's just a special, unique place.
Skip, what's it like for you to be back here in St. Louis? I know this isn't the first time by any stretch, but you spent a ton of time here. You coached here for a year, a couple of seasons ago. What's it like for you to be able to be back in the city?
Well, it's where I started. Obviously, was drafted here, and then you know, got to play a number of years here. And you know, my wife and my daughter are here, and we're, you know, driving around former places where we lived and, you know, going to restaurants that we loved so much when we were here. And then seeing a lot of old faces, you know, whether it was, you know, the front office guys in the front office, former teammates, you know, I'm not here managing the Marlins if it wasn't for, you know, Mozeliak giving me a shot, Ollie Marmol taking a chance on me being a bench coach, you know, being a player, you know, under Mo, you know, I just, you know, it's not forgotten upon me of, like, you know, why I'm here, and the chances I got in St. Louis is the reasons why I am where I am today.
I got to feel like your family, Skip, is feeling the weather in April 5th and being like, yeah, that checks out. We're back in St. Louis of it being 50 degrees and potentially raining right now. That checks out.
I can't imagine you missed that part of it, Skip. There's no chance you missed that part.
I actually love it because, it, you know, every opening day, reminds me of, it feels like postseason baseball to, you know, yesterday, honestly, with the weather. And yeah, we're, you know, in Miami, it's hot, and, you know, sometimes it's a dome, and, you know, it's a beautiful place right now because of, you know, we had the roof opened a lot, and it was really a nice week of baseball when we were back home. But, you know, it does feel like postseason baseball. you know, when you, you know, drive up to St. Louis right now.
We're talking to Skip Schumacher, the manager of the Marlins, of course, former Cardinal, World Series champion here and Cardinals bench coach as well. Skip, I got to ask the obvious here. Last year, the Cardinals had a really tough season and it was a bad start to the year, especially for St. Louis. What are you learning as a manager going through what is obviously a tough start for your team?
Yeah, a lot. You find out what you're made of, you know, with adversity, when adversity comes your way, and you find out a lot about your team. It's easy to come to the ballpark when you're winning or on a winning streak or start off hot, but when you're not, it's challenging to come in, you know, positive and, you know, trying to figure out how to, you know, break up this losing streak that we're on. And that's part of our job. That's part of, you know, what we signed up for as a manager and as a coaching staff is trying to figure out, you know, how to get guys better, number one, and how to win today and coming in with a positive attitude no matter what. And when you're starting out 0-8, it's obviously not ideal the start of the season because every game matters. And you look at the postseason the last couple of years, a lot of teams got in with, you know, by one game, including us last year. So we got to figure this thing out quick if we want to get to where we want to get to.
You guys announced yesterday bad news for Major League Baseball, frankly. One of the best young arms in the sport, and Eury Pérez is going to have to miss the rest of the season with surgery. This is, Skip, something that everybody's dealing with right now. Everybody's trying to find answers of how do you keep these pitchers healthy? How do you get these young guys with special talent up to the big leagues, keep them healthy, and then get them to throw the innings that these teams are needing? Obviously, if you had the answer, you'd be a billion-dollar man. But what do you think? What more can be done, in your opinion, to be able to continue to develop pitching that the league desperately needs right now?
Yeah, it's never easy in my seat seeing Sandy and Eury sitting on my bench and not being able to use those arms. That is not comforting for me, and actually it makes my stomach hurt thinking about that right now. But I don't have the answer. I do know that you know, we tried what we last year of, you know, innings limits and everything with Eury, and he still got hurt this year. I will say that no one's given me an answer of why you should shut people down or why there's innings limits, depending on the size of the body, the amount of innings that, you know, have been thrown before, ramping up, ramping down, shutting down. No one's given me an answer of, like, this is exactly, you know, what we should do and why we should do it, because it's worked with, you know, a number of different players. No one has given me that, whether it's the body type, the velocity, whatever it is. There just hasn't been a really concrete answer that you can hold on to. So I don't know. It feels like, you know, sometimes pitch limits and innings limits and everything else, you know, that people are trying to, you know, I'm not going to say baby, but try to, you know, help, you know, develop. It's not really working. So is it throwing more? Is it throwing year round to keep the arm healthy? It's a conversation that most organizations are having, including ours, and trying to figure it out, because we don't have starting pitching, as you guys know. It's really tough to win games. And, you know, we're looking at that right now.
And Skip, it feels like it's a trend that just needs to be busted at some point, with somebody giving a kid an opportunity to just kind of pitch through it rather with those innings limits. But the issue is, I would imagine, for a Major League Baseball team, is it doesn't just start there. It starts in minors. It starts in colleges. And it feels like if that trend starts so low, there's not much you can do as they grow through the system.
Skip, there were three pitchers last year in the entire minor leagues that threw 150 innings. Three.
Yeah, no, it's real. But then you look at the young guys. I mean, my son is playing high school baseball right now, and two guys on his team had Tommy John surgery.
Wow.
So you don't know, you know, what, you know, how much these guys are throwing. I think a lot of it is players are chasing velocity at such a young age. The heavy ball, all that stuff is real. But I don't know, because of the amount of innings in high school, college, and then minor leagues. Again, you're trying to help them develop at a level where you're trying to build up and then shut down. And I don't know if that's the right move. I don't know if it's the wrong move. You know, all of us are trying to figure it out.
Skip, on the same token of that, you know, injuries happen all the time in pro sports. I mean, you've seen it from a player's perspective. What's that like in a clubhouse, though? How do you have those conversations with your roster when you lose that impactful of a player for your team?
Yeah, I think, you know, that's part of being a professional. You look around the league, there's a lot of guys that are down right now, starting pitchers. Clayton Kershaw and Garrett Cole, and, you know, we have Sandy and obviously Yuri. So every team is going to be tested, you know, with their depth. And we are definitely number one on that list right now. We have four of our five guys last year in our starting rotation are on the IL. So we have to figure it out. We have to figure it out quick. The message is, you know, you're getting an opportunity that you prepared for it, and you're up, and you're up. It's up to you on if you're making the most out of the opportunity or not.
Skip Schumacher is our guest for just another couple of minutes here on 101 ESPN. The Miami Marlins manager, you certainly know him as a Cardinal here in St. Louis, former bench coach and a St. Louis Cardinal champion as well. Skip, I did want to ask you, you got the opposing view now of the Cardinals and their lineup that they're putting out there on a day-in, day-out basis. Was it their best version of the lineup yesterday with so many of the injuries that are taking place right now? But I'm always curious about the diversity of skill sets in a lineup. And as a manager, I want to get your thoughts on this, because the Cardinals have guys right now with, like, Nootbaar when he's healthy, Donovan, that are on base percentage players. You've got the power with Gorman. You've got the speed now at the bottom of the order with Scott and Wynn, and then kind of the all around hitters with Goldie, Arenado, and Contreras. As a manager, what can that do for you when you have such a diversity of skill sets littered throughout the lineup?
Well, number one, it's hard to navigate when we have all of our guys healthy, ready to go, and we don't have any of our bullpen arms down. The problem when you have a lineup like the Cardinals have is if they beat you up, who is available at the, you know, second and third game of the series? And that's when you can really feel the effects of a lineup like the Cardinals, because you're right, when they are healthy, with Donovan and Nootbaar and Contreras, that lineup is as good as anybody's in the big leagues, because they have guys that have done it before, and now they have speed complemented with on-base guys. It's a really, really good lineup. Tommy Edman as well coming back, you know, hopefully eventually for you guys. Really good player, tough out. There's no breaks in that lineup, and they can do a number of things to beat you. And you showed it, you know, saw it last night, yesterday when, you know, late in the game, they took quality at bats. There's value putting the ball in play. They don't punch out, and they end up, you know, beating us because of it.
Skip, I remember talking with you, this is a few years back now, when you were still in San Diego, and we were talking about the speed that that team had and the value of stolen bases, and how you basically talked with everybody within the organization, is that, hey, there's value here. I don't understand why we're not utilizing it. And then you did. And then you guys went out there and stole a ton of bags. You got your opportunity yesterday in person to see Victor Scott and Mason Wynn to a degree as well with the speed that he brings to the table. Given what this game is leaning more towards, what is the value of a guy like Victor Scott once he does get on base?
It's tough. I mean, he puts a lot of pressure on the defense, number one, because you got to play clean baseball when he puts it in play. When he gets on base, now you have to be super quick to the plate. You have to make sure you're using your picks the right way and not just kind of lob it over. And then now you have to throw something inside the strike zone and make quality pitches against a really good lineup in fear of this guy running to second or to third. Mason Wynn also can do the same thing. You have guys up and down the lineup. But the Victor Scott is a difference maker, and the future is really bright for him. He plays an unbelievable defense also in center field. So it's a really nice player that's going to be in St. Louis, I think, probably a long time. And, you know, a lot of people forget the young core that's coming up, you know, in position for position players, and Jordan Walker and Victor Scott, obviously Wynn at short. I mean, they're doing a really nice job of, you know, I know Randy Flores does a great job of scouting these guys and developing them the right way in that system. And Victor Scott's just another guy that's going to be trouble for the league for a long time.
Skip, final one for me. What would your advice be to a Victor Scott who, as we've just talked about, has already been electric at Major League Baseball, but he's still figuring out the offensive side of Major League Baseball?
Sit next to Goldschmidt and Arenado every single day. I mean, that's just real. You know, when I was a rookie, I just sat next to Albert and listened to him talk at it, or, you know, Roland or these guys, and just listen to him and try to digest as much as you can, because this game is hard and it speeds up, and they're the best players in the world for a reason on the field, and you're trying to survive. And, you know, when those guys get healthy, I don't know what move they're going to make, but trying to get everything you can while you're at the big league level from the best players in the world. And Paul Goldschmidt, I mean, if you could build an an organization around one guy. I've said this for years. It's Paul Goldschmidt. He just does it the right way, and I would just sit next to him as much as I could.
Skip Schumacher, our guest here on 101 ESPN. Skip, I got to apologize to you because a couple of years ago when you were the coach here in St. Louis, I left my recorder in the office with Ollie. It worked out well. You guys ended up going on a run. I took full responsibility for that. Yesterday, I went to opening day with my baby boy for the first time. And when we left, you guys were winning. It was the middle of the seventh inning, and then the bottom of the seventh happened. So I apologize to you personally. That was on me. So hopefully today for you guys, I'm not going to be in attendance tomorrow or Sunday. Hopefully things go a little better without me being there.
So Skip, what we'll do is we'll have BK come to your office on Saturday and leave the mic muffin there for you. So then we'll see if we can extend that streak on your side.
There we go.
I need something. We need something. Need something back. Please, I need it. Thank you.
Get you a rally squirrel. That's Skip Schumacher. Skip, thanks so much, man. Really appreciate you hopping on with us today.
All right. Thank you, guys. Take care.
You got it.